welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to another week's worth of broadcasting on this station. I'm so glad you joined me. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And before I get into the message, there's just a slogan I heard from someone and I thought was really good. I just want to share it with you. And that is, humility is not when you think less of yourself. If you want a definition of humility, it's not when you think less of yourself, but that you think of yourself less. Something to think about, huh? Praise God. Well, a little while back, I shared with the UCM family, which I do every month. I send a letter of encouragement, and it's one of my joys to be able to share whatever God places on my heart. And in that particular letter, I was mentioning the importance of faith, and that reference scripture that I used was found in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 20. And perhaps that's a familiar, if not a very dear scripture to all of us that love the Lord. And that scripture says, I'll read it for you out of the King James. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And we certainly love that promise that God can do more for us than we could even think or ask. Even those of us with vivid imaginations cannot even begin to comprehend or to even anticipate all the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And the key verse or portion of that verse would be, according to the power that worketh in us. And what is that? That's the faith of God that God has given us. And what I'd like to do is just go back to the Old Testament, and we're going to be looking at the book of Joshua. And with the Holy Spirit's help, we're going to be sharing some important lessons, some important thoughts that I believe will help you where you might find yourself right now in your life. We need the capacity to think big and to act big, to dream big. I don't know about you, but that's something I've been asking the Lord for myself. And you know, as we grow older, I'm speaking naturally now, physically, as we age, we tend to live out of the memory portion of our brain. And when we're younger, you know, the science has said there's like two halves to the brain. The left side is more logical, cognitive, work-related, whereas the right side refers more to the artistic, creative aspect, intuitive aspect of man. And so as we age, we tend to live more out of memory. Isn't that true? You've talk to people that maybe be up in years, and they love to rehearse and share stories out of their youth or whatever happened years ago, because there doesn't seem to be a whole lot happening right now in their lives. So that's just one of the aspects that, or characteristics, I should say, that sometimes, not always, because I've known a wonderful spirit-filled lady in her 90s that would never really, I never heard her talk about the past. She was always very much involved and concerned with what God was doing right now in her life and in the lives of others, a marvelous woman of God. So as we age, there is a tendency that our brain activity sort of moves to the left side of the brain rather than the right. And beloved, instead of really operating in faith, we tend to go by logic. We just kind of settle in to the things in our lives and sometimes just feel, well, I guess this is as good as it gets. I'm glad for what I have. But Whatever happened to those dreams that God gave you? Whatever happened to those, that vision, that those things that you really desired to do for God? And God loves you so much, and He is for you, and He wants you to live in the reality of God. What is that God, that reality? Well, the God has not changed. He is a God of miracles. You know that slogan that I share every broadcast that Brother Glass for years would announce or share as he began the broadcast? You don't have any problem that a miracle from God wouldn't solve. Well, beloved, that same God that parted the Red Sea for the Israelites, that same God who moved mountains and shut the lions' mouths and stayed rain for 3 years in the days of Elijah, that same God is alive today. He hasn't changed. The Word says Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. And if you want more of God than you've had before, well, God always challenges us to get out of our comfort zone. We must be willing to do something more in God if we want to achieve something more. For example, you know, if you're right now in a financial distress, you're having difficulties with how you're managing your finances, you might be without a job, there might be very little natural financial resources that you have at your disposal right now. If you want that financial breakthrough, have you been faithful to tithe and give offerings, even with what you have right now, even though you have might have very little? Yet, if you will follow that biblical principle of putting God first, giving to God in tithes and offerings, you will see financial breakthrough. And that's true in every area of our lives. You know, if you ask God for something, you have to be willing to act. And beloved, there's no time limit on His promises. And as we go into the Word of the Lord, you're going to see that. You know, there was a promise that God gave to Abraham. He said, your descendants will be as multiplied as the stars of the heaven, as the sands of the sea. And they would occupy and dwell that land in which he was to walk the length and breadth thereof. But you know, it took 400 years for that to come to pass. So, beloved, we can't put a time limit on God's promises. What I'd like to do now, if you have your Bibles, is begin to look at the first chapter of the book of Joshua. And let me just read that for you. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Praise God. Well, this is something, the encouragement that the Lord is giving Joshua right now, he really needs it, because he's taking up a monumental task, taking and carrying on the baton, if you will, from Moses, who is now dead, to lead over 1 million people into the promised land. He had quite a task before him. And some of you might feel you have an impossible task before you, but listen to what the Lord continued to say to Joshua. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This is a contemporary word for us right now, beloved. If you're strong and courageous, and if you're obedient to what's in God's Word, beloved, if you don't turn aside to the left or to the right, if you keep your eyes singly focused on the Lord, if your eye be single, it shall be full of light, then you will prosper wherever you go. And he goes on to say, again stressing the importance of the Word of God, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Do we need any other formula? If you want to prosper in soul, in body, and in circumstances, then meditate on the Word. God is stressing how important His Word is. Obedience to what He has commanded us. And then he goes on in verse 10, he commands the officers of the people, and they prepare to go over, pass over Jordan into the land which God gave them. So what were they? Where were they? They were basically encamped on the plains of Jericho. And what we need to understand, what was happening in their lives right now, that this particular location where they were at, it was a time of transition. It's a time that they were to move on into a new season in their life. Remember, the old generation had died out, and now it was a younger generation, and God gave a command, now it's time. And in the wilderness, God's people had the experience of just enough. Remember when the manna came, they asked, in fact, that word means, what is it? Have you ever felt like, God, what is it you're doing in my life? There seems to be a lack. There's not the answers that I'm looking for. What is it, God, you're doing? Remember in Egypt, they had not enough. Well, they might have had plenty of garlics and leeks, but they were in bondage and subjugation. They didn't have enough, certainly, of what God wanted for them. They weren't able to worship God as they desired. That's why God told Pharaoh, let my people go that they can worship me in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, they had just enough. Remember, manna was given just enough for that day. Well, my time is flying by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. It's been a joy to minister to you today, and I really encourage you, don't miss the succeeding broadcast. We all need our faith and courage, and I believe the Holy Spirit will do that through the Word of God. Thank you so much for joining me today. UCM Partners, I love you. I'm so grateful for all that you do in prayer and finances to keep us going forward at UCM. Thank you again for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.